Friends podcast, where we are pro entrepreneurship and the catalyst for business funding. With more than 40 years in the industry, we have a sincere passion for people. In the same amount of time it takes you to drink a Bellini, we'll share tips, tricks, and best practices for funding your business dreams. Cheers. Thank you for joining us today, and welcome back to Bellinis with Benetrends. This is Kristen Gordon from Benetrends, and I am here today with a good friend of mine, Alina Kuchar, Senior SBA Product Business Development Officer with Huntington Bank. Hi, Alina, how are you?
Hi, Kristen. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be on a podcast with you.
I am so excited that you are here with us today. Alina, thank you for taking the time. I know you've got some really important information that you can share with us. And Alina, I'm sure you're aware that when candidates are starting research into small business funding, they sometimes have questions about SBA lending and the process for applying for a loan. So can you share with us a little bit of detail about that and any tips you might have for successfully navigating that process?
Sure, absolutely. Very importantly, with Huntington Bank, we are a judgmental bank. So, you know, we're looking at the whole picture altogether. It's not just one or something specific that we're looking for. So overall, if we're short somewhere, but we can mitigate it by something else, then that's still a go with us. But what's really important right now, I would say probably having a good, strong business plan and projections in this environment. We're also stressing rates to just make sure that, you know, if the rates go up a little bit more, the deal or the business still cash flow really well. So we're looking at that. Just having a really good package. And I know Benetrends does a really good job getting those packages over to us. So that's really, really important. And it's a huge value to the bank and to the client as well.
Thank you. You know, I think another thing that candidates really need to be prepared for is timing of the process. What does that look like these days?
Yes, timing is really kind of, you know, a big factor in opening the business. So it just depends. If it's a home-based business, then things can go through quicker. The biggest delay in a lot of transactions that I work on is finding the real estate. So if there is brick and mortar involved, then you know, that could take longer. So it's just sometimes lease negotiations and negotiating with the landlord. There is a lot of moving parts. So that's kind of the biggest delay in every project right now.
I think another thing that we oftentimes hear the importance of from lenders is liquidity, right? What should a candidate be thinking about in terms of liquidity?
Yes, that's actually really important right now as well. So we're normally looking for having 20% in, so cash injection, down payment, you know, whatever people call it. And then we're also looking for at least 10% for what we call post-closing liquidity. That's basically a buffer after somebody invests 20%. They have to have at least 10% left for kind of a rainy day, so to say. So that's really important to know. It's not just what you need to invest, there's actually money left in the account after that.
I think some of the folks who are listening to this podcast right now might be looking to check their balances and their checking and savings accounts to see what they have that they can meet those post-closing liquidity and cash injection requirements. But are there some other resources that you see candidates utilize to meet or achieve those requirements?
Yes. Yeah, so what's really popular at the moment is the ROBS program. So rollover for business startups. So it's a lot of times it works really well with the SBA loan, and you're an expert in that. So I'll let you kind of touch base on that as well for the listeners.
Yeah. So anybody listening today, if you do have a retirement account, you may be able to use those funds tax deferred and penalty free in combination with an SBA loan that could be a path to success for you that we can chat about.
Excellent. And we see a lot of those transactions from you. So you guys are doing an amazing job. And yeah, it works really well for the SBA loans.
You know, another thing I think we hear quite a bit about is what if I'm a candidate and I'm thinking about investing into an opportunity where I'm going to build out multiple brick and mortar locations over an extended period of time? How do I prepare for a multi-unit scenario as such?
That's a great question, Kristen, because a lot of candidates that I talk to, they are considering opening multiple locations. And a lot of times, people kind of can rush and then they say, oh, I have cash, I can pay for the first location and I get loan for the second one. And that can actually hurt the timing perspective, because when you're opening the first location, we're going by projected financials, what you think you're going to be making. But once you're up and running, then we'll look at historic financials. And a lot of businesses in the first year declare loss because of a startup expense. And that makes it much more difficult then for us to finance, because we need at least 1 year of positive tax returns. So that can affect funding. So it's always, I would recommend using SBA loan for the first location. And then if you have cash, then you can open the second location using that cash. And that, it's not going to slow down your project.
Well, Elena, I think we have given the listeners a lot to think about today. You are always such an expert, and thank you so much for all of the invaluable information you've shared today. I know we're just scratching the surface here, so anybody listening today that might have additional questions, please reach out to Benetrends for more information or even a free SBA pre-qualification. If you'd like to do so, visit benetrends.com. Thank you again, Elena. And thank you for listening to Bellinis with Benetrends. We hope you'll join us again soon.
Thank you for having me, Kristen. I appreciate you so much.